Tens of thousands of NATO soldiers are spread out across southern and eastern Afghanistan. They're battling Taliban militants and other insurgents in a guerrilla war that shows no signs of letting up. NPR's Ivan Watson spent the last 4 days traveling across the network of NATO bases and outposts in southern Afghanistan. He's embedded there with a newly arrived Marine Expeditionary Force, and he sent this postcard.
It took 4 days to travel from the Afghan capital to this Marine outpost in the southern part of the country. One of the first stops on the journey was the sprawling air base outside the city of Kandahar. On Sunday night, thousands of soldiers stood on the tarmac here to bid farewell to a Canadian soldier who died in the line of duty.
Almighty God, we entrust Jonathan to your gracious care and keeping.
Captain Jonathan Snyder died while on night patrol when he accidentally fell into a 60-foot-deep well. Canada has lost 85 soldiers and one diplomat in Afghanistan. Some 2,500 Canadian soldiers are based outside Kandahar. They're part of a kaleidoscope of different military units deployed across southern Afghanistan. It takes less than an hour to fly aboard a C-130 cargo plane from Kandahar to the main British military base in Helmand province. The British force of some 7,500 soldiers in Helmand suffered fresh casualties on Sunday when a suicide bomber attacked a foot patrol and killed three soldiers.
That represented the 100th death that British soldiers had incurred while engaged on operations in Afghanistan.
Lieutenant Colonel Robin Matthews is the spokesman for the British force here.
We're now dealing with a counterinsurgency campaign. Campaign is the key here. I think everybody now acknowledges the scale of the problem.
From the British base, a twin-rotor helicopter ferries U.S. Marines and equipment to Camp Dwyer. Camp Dwyer is another British base that's also now home to the U.S. Marines' 24th Expeditionary Unit. It's a Spartan place. There are no showers at Camp Dwyer and little electricity. Marines swelter in the desert heat in tents with dirt floors infested by camel spiders the size of your hand.
Next truck after the MRAP head, Staff Sergeant Graham, Staff Sergeant Magger, and
yesterday, Staff Sergeant Dale Cortman prepared to lead a large supply convoy across Garmsir District, which had long been a lawless region near the border with Pakistan.
We've got a huge convoy, lots of moving parts, 16 VICs total. What we're doing is we're going to go straight across the desert.
The Marines captured much of this district from the Taliban after weeks of fighting last month.
We're praying for safety, safety from suicide threats, from IEDs, from all the other dangers that are out there.
All right, let's mount up.
One of the Marines on board the supply convoy was 19-year-old Doug Hicks from Florida. His job was to guard three detainees in an armored truck.
Turn this way. Turn the other way.
The prisoners wore plastic flex cuffs and blindfolds. Hicks barely interacted with them, except to hand them bottles of water. The convoy rolled down dirt roads, past endless fields of opium poppies and mud brick farm houses. 19-year-old Hicks was not impressed.
This place, I just say it's pretty much hell. It's hot, dusty, doesn't rain, everything's tan.
The convoy finally arrived at the improvised headquarters of this company of Marines.
Oh, snap!
The young Marines stationed here made a long human chain and spent more than an hour offloading bottles of water from the trucks in the 120-degree heat.
If mail's on the truck, it's the highlight of the day.
Yeah. Ain't no mail, you just get pissed off.
A few lucky Marines also received their mail. They sat in the dirt of their mud brick compound and read letters to each other out loud under a setting sun. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Garmsir, Afghanistan.